This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming on YouTube at the Team 980, where you see behind me the wheel of mediocre punishment, which means one thing. Damn it! Your boy had a bad week. All right, Anthony, let's run through the picks. Just how bad was it? Because it wasn't like you had a good week.
No.
Nobody deserved to win. Both of us deserved to lose.
Yep.
Alas, somebody had to lose, and let's confirm that that was indeed me. My first game was Atlanta-New Orleans, and this one hurts, bro. The number was 2.5. Atlanta minus 2.5. They won 26-24. I lost it by a hook.
Oh, my God. Not the life you deserve, Craig.
Not the life I deserve.
Oh, my gosh. That's brutal.
What was your first game?
My first game was the Thursday night football game between Dallas and the New York Giants. And Dallas only won by 5, and I took Dallas by 6. So even if they did win by 6, it would have been a push. I don't think does that even count as a win? It doesn't count as anything, right?
No, that would be, yeah, that would just, it would be a tie.
Oh.
So pushes or ties.
Well, yeah, I lost.
You lost. I think I'm going to be extra mad too. Because I'm looking back at what I wrote down last week. God, so we're both 0-1. My second game, Pittsburgh, minus 1.5 at Indy. Basically just needed them to win.
Yep.
Nope. They had given up 10 points in a game all year, Anthony. How many did they give up to the Colts?
28, I think.
27, close 27. Enough. 27-24, the Colts won. That's Indy. That's not Pittsburgh minus 1.5. Nope.
No, it is not.
That's 0-2. That's 0-2 for your boy.
Good gracious, Craig. You're not doing too good.
No, I'm not. How'd you do in your second game, Anthony?
My second game, I took the Seahawks plus 3.5. And we know how that went.
Seahawks plus 3.5 didn't work out because they lost by 13.
Yeah.
42-29.
Yeah. Ugly it got, but, you know,
yeah.
That's how the cookie crumbled. So I guess we're both 0-2.
We're both 0-2. And so, Anthony, what I had, if I look real close, I'm gonna even put this up to the camera right here. That right there, underneath that scribble, right? Mm. Underneath the scribble is Tennessee plus 1. That would have won and then some. Did I stick with that? No, I couldn't bring myself, even after I had written it down, to pick the Titans. So I scribbled it out like an idiot.
Mm.
And picked the Rams plus 2.5. So if the Rams won, if they lost by a couple, we were fine. What happened? Bears 24, Rams 18. Matthew Stafford, dumb interception at the end. That possibly could have had a roughing the passer penalty. If they even could, I don't know, they probably wouldn't have kicked a field goal there. But if they get that thing, I don't know. I'm just mad. So Anthony, that's 0-3 for your boy.
Oh,
hard to win when you don't win.
Ah.
How'd you do on your third game?
Third game, I took the Baltimore Ravens minus 2.5 because, you know, Josh Allen is still number, what number is he on my list? 5 or 4?
I don't know what we convinced
you. I think he's number 5. But
yeah,
he's the reason I took the Ravens minus 2.5. And then went out there and beat the brakes off those guys. So I finally got one. I went 1-2. On Competition Wednesday, and ironically enough, Craig, that was just enough.
You don't have to
just
beat
enough.
You don't have to beat anybody but your competition. And boy, did I make that easy for you. Well, Anthony, I guess this will make me feel better because had I stuck with Tennessee And I was also 1-2, just for good measure. Ooh. Just for kicks and giggles. We do head-to-head one game as a tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case we get in a situation where we have a tie game. And I was like, you want to know what? After swearing, I will not take the Patriots again all year. I got my juice squeezed out of them. I got a couple of wins off New England in the first couple weeks. Then I got real greedy and took them on Thursday Night Football against the Jets at +6, and they got their brakes beaten off. And so I was like, let's not get cute with the Patriots again. I got cute with the Patriots.
Yep.
I said New England +10. They lost by 17.
Yeah.
So had I at least made this a game and stuck with my initial pick of Tennessee, I would have lost the tiebreaker.
Dang. At least you lost outright. So you don't even have to think about it. You don't even have to worry about it.
No, because honestly, like that, going 0-4 feels terrible. I'm still going to think about it. Just absolutely. I went 2-1 the first week, 2-0-1. And then we should track these records all year. Okay. And then I think I went 2-1. I went 2-1 in week 3.
Yeah, we both went 2-1 in week 3.
Right. And then I went 0-3/0-1.
Let me put these on this my sheet.
Not great, Bob. Now, there is one point of contention though that we still have to figure out. You said you were going to check the tape on this. Did you get a chance to check the tape? I thought we just punted last week and said we're never going to have to deal with this again because we now have a tiebreaker system. You said, no, we agreed that this would be a double spin. Obviously, as the loser, I'm very invested in my position, but I'm also open to the fact that that might be wishful thinking from me. Did you pull the tape on that, Anthony?
I was not able to pull the tape just yet, just because there was just so much going on. In the break.
Here's what I'm going to say.
But it's okay. I'll be a good sport, Craig. I'll allow you to just spin the wheel just one time. Just because I didn't do my due diligence in going back and pulling the tape.
I was like, is there a way to split the difference here? Is there a way to... I don't know. We're going to make it one. It'll be okay.
Okay.
It'll be okay. All right. So... before we get to our picks next for next week, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for the first time.
Let me look closer.
I will spin this. Actually, let me bring this wheel closer. See if I can get it to where I can keep you on the screen.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right. Come here, wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to go. This way. Okay. No, we're just gonna one-shot this.
Yeah.
All right. So make it so that folks can see. All right, here we go. We are spinning the wheel. That is a rickety wheel.
That was a bad spin.
You want me to go again?
What did you land on?
Yeah, I'm not telling you. You have to tell me. Do you mind spinning it again?
See. Yeah, spin it again.
Oh, it's a fantasy sub.
Ah. That's probably the easiest one on there.
I kind of want to keep the fantasy sub. I'm not going to lie.
You already asked if...
This spin doesn't count. I'm just seeing if I can... Okay. All right, here's a real spin. I was just making sure that it was clear of the chair.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Oh, no.
Oh, what do you have? What do you have? What do you have?
That's 100 push-ups.
Ah, that's brutal, man.
That's a lot of push-ups.
That is brutal, Mr. Craig Hoffman.
I wear athletic clothes to do this show like 70% of the time, or decent clothes today. This is like a nicer shirt. I don't have athletic shorts on. I still have Chipotle in my belly. Do I do the push-ups? Do I have to do the push-ups before 6 o'clock? Or you say next Wednesday?
It's 2 breaks, so I guess it would be before 6 o'clock because we're about to.
So I have to do them now.
We're about to go to a break, and then at the top of the hour we have another break.
All right. Well, I guess I'm about to do some push-ups. And I guess I got to try to knock out 50 in this break. Oh. Or do I have until the 6:15 break?
Okay, we'll give you a full 30 minutes.
That's like a full 30 minutes.
Okay.
Minus the, I still have to host a radio show, which seems like a relevant piece of information. All right, so I have 100 push-ups, and we're going to pick games next. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. I'm trying to think. I can leave the stream up during the break, and I can see if I can angle a camera to wherever I'm going to do these push-ups. So if you're watching on YouTube, you might get to see me do some push-ups. But it's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, and we're always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.